Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, Israel has responded to the Iranian strike against them last weekend with a drone attack of their own, striking targets in Iran and Syria. The question is, will this latest flare-up direct the hostilities and ratchet things up between the two nations? What does it do for the rest of the Middle East? It is late in the evening, about 10:30 in Israel, and Robert Sherman from News Nation is in Tel Aviv and joins us once again on the program. Robert, thanks for staying up late. I don't know that you ever really get to sleep, but give us a little lay of the land, kind of the day after. The sun came up, things are starting to come in report-wise. What are you hearing on the street? What's the sense inside of Israel?
You know, I mean, what I would tell you this, Boyd, is that we all woke up here to this news about this strike that was carried out in Iran. And to be clear, the Israelis still have not taken responsibility for it, despite the fact that there seems to be a lot of circumstantial perspective here, you know, that all leads us all to believe that that was the case. And there are some sources with U.S. officials saying that that is the case. But basically, we all woke up here today not really sure of what to expect. But people felt good. You know, they were going to the beaches here. You know, they were out and about. Tel Aviv looks normal. You started to see restaurants open again. And there was this feeling, you know, on the ground here that the Israelis feel as though, like, they did what they needed to do. They felt, almost everyone we spoke with felt as though that there's this counterbalance game that needs to be played of, on the one hand, sending a message to Iran, but on the other hand, not escalating the situation. When you read between the lines here, what the Israelis showed with this strike on central Iran is that 10 years ago, they might not have had the capabilities to penetrate Iran's defense systems and hit central, even northern Iran. They showed that they do have those capabilities here. They didn't really cause much in the way of damage. But they, you know, the sentiment is that the message was sent, and it does not appear as though that there's any indication that Iran is going to retaliate to this. In fact, the foreign minister came out and basically said, well, next time we will retaliate. So, I mean, that gives you some indication here that for now, brinksmanship seems to be subsiding a bit.
Fascinating. And there's so many interesting subplots to all of that. I think the one thing you mentioned there in terms of Israel clearly showing its capability into Iranian territory was a big message for sure. Of course, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was very swift with a very short "we were not involved" statement today is about it. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was in a very mindful mode today. I think she used that term 17 times, that she was trying to be mindful and not say anything. Does that surprise you, though? And what is the response inside of Israel that the U.S. is just not – the White House is not responding at all in terms of what's happening?
You know, I mean, it doesn't surprise me, because it seems as though that it's like the, you know, like the best policy right now is ambiguity on all of this. You know, I mean, the White House says, you know, we're totally clean of all of this. And, you know, I mean, then there's, you know, a few elements here is that the more ambiguous you are, the more you kind of can make it what you want it to be. You know, Iran gets to go back to their people and say, you know, this is, you know, the paltry response that Israel had. We win. Israel gets to go back to its people and say, we sent a message. Iran made all these threats throughout the week. They were going to retaliate, and they're not. We win. And the United States gets to stand in the middle and say, we had no idea what was going on. You know, I mean, that's kind of the strategy here.
That is a fascinating way to find a win-win-win solution in all of that. And it is such an interesting thing because in the midst of all of that, of course, you still have the battle going on inside of Gaza and what Israel will do next. You still have Prime Minister Netanyahu with his own struggles internally. Give us a little sense of what you're hearing and what people seem to be looking toward next as it relates to Gaza and the standing of the prime minister.
You even heard that from Secretary Blinken today, talking about how, you know, it's important, you know, to really focus on Gaza. That, I mean, there's a lot of people who really want this to be over with between Israel and Iran and bring the attention back to Gaza, because the oxygen has been totally consumed, you know, by all of this anxious tension here over the last couple of days. And kind of buried in the news cycle this week is that the White House and Israel had a pretty extensive conversation last night talking about Israel's impending invasion of Rafah, which they have said time and time again this week is still happening in order to root out Hamas. And so the U.S. says that they still have some concerns with Israel's plans, but those are going to be picked up as well. I mean, bottom line, you know, I mean, we are going to see more military actions start to hike up in the Gaza Strip. Obviously, there are a lot of concerns from some of Israel's allies about how that's going to go. But I mean, if this incident here with Iran is any indication, it proves what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said this week, which is, we hear the calls loud and clear, we respect our allies' opinions, but we're going to do what we're going to do. That was kind of seen overnight here, and it stands to reason that this is probably what's going to happen when it comes to Rafah.
Yeah, and do you sense at all that the Iranian attack sort of emboldens Benjamin Netanyahu to say, look, they're coming after us, we are going to do what's in our best interest. We have to be united as Israel and defend our territory and our right to exist.
Yeah, you know, I mean, potentially, because, I mean, there has been all of this division for months on end. I mean, you had Benny Gantz flying out to Washington, D.C. to go meet with American leadership. You've had demonstrations on the ground. You've had some calling for elections here. You know, I mean, there is this, you know, kind of don't change horses midstream mentality of, well, I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu is, you know, kind of the most experienced leader that Israel has right now. You know, I mean, maybe this is the guy who should be steering the ship for the interim. Does that play out long term? Remains to be seen here. But I mean, definitely when you're staring down the barrel of going toe-to-toe with Iran, which is a formidable military power, it definitely does something, you know, when it comes to, well, we're all in this together. You know, let's remember, you know, what's important to us as Israelis here. So, I mean, that's an important aspect to this.
Yeah, no question. Anything surprising you as you're kind of out and about and talking to people on the street, as well as your sources there inside of Israel? Anything you're kind of keeping your eye on or, wow, I didn't anticipate that would be a reaction or where things are today?
Yeah, I mean, one thing is you know, the Passover holiday is coming up here. And so there was a lot of speculation that this counter to Iran might be coming after Passover, after the celebration is over. And now this has obviously happened before the Passover holiday celebration. And, you know, just talking to a lot of people today, like there is like this real desperation heading into Shabbat tonight, heading into Passover in the next couple of days to drown out the noise, you know, and try and find some normalcy. That's the thing that I noticed that people are really desperate for here. Again, people were at the beach today. People were out and about. And there was that sentiment of maybe this is one of the last chances that I get to do this, you know, if something pops off with Iran.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, that was a bit of a surprise, you know, too, that we all woke up to this today and people were perhaps emboldened by Israel's strong defenses that we saw on display the other night, you know, but I mean, you know, there's also the sentiment here of, you know, who knows what tomorrow brings, you know, that is such an overwhelming perspective you hear.
Great perspective. And one we have a hard time wrapping our heads around very safely here in the United States of America. Robert Sherman is in Tel Aviv reporting on Israel for News Nation. So grateful for you staying up late for us and giving us that great perspective and insight as always. Robert, thanks for joining us. Stay safe.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. Great stuff from Robert Sherman, as always, reporting live from Tel Aviv. It's coming up on 10:45 p.m. We'll see if anything else happens overnight. We'll continue to watch that. We'll step aside for a quick break. More Inside Sources coming up next.